We are in the middle of Tosfos, the Baramasra Lametautalim Dekachrei. Tosfos said, Rabbeinu Tam explained why the Minhag HaOlam is that we write a Harsha Afilu Lametautalim Dekachrei because the Emerson, we paskin like the second Loshen, that the whole Chesaron is only Kafrei. There's no Chesaron of Eine B'Shusai, which Tosfos didn't explain as yet. And the Chesaron of Kafrei, that's Merzik Shikra, Lalocha, we don't paskin that there is such a Chesaron of Merzik Shikra. And therefore, the Minhag HaOlam is that we write a Harsha, even a Metaltal in the Kafrei. So now Tosfos is in the middle of Tosfos, Ve'im Taima. Ulalishne kame de nerdoi. Now, the Loshen Rishon of Nerdoi holds that there is a problem that you cannot write a harsho on a dover that's ene b'shusai. Is my have mishani amasnisen the shvuis with the becheres. So, what did they do with the Mishneh in Shavuos u'Becheiros? Now, the Mishneh in Shavuos says as follows. We have a diak from the Mishneh in Shavuos that Reuven could be mashbia to Edom to say Edus that Levi owes Shimon money. And the Gemara des Takashim, you have to be, we have to, the Shavuos has to be from the Toiveya. And Reuven is not the Toiveya. The Toiveya Shimon, they're saying, Eidus, that Levi owes Shimon money. So the Gemara says, it is speaking about, that Shimon made Reuven a Murshe. Now, Lechere, speaking about that Levi is makrish, he says he doesn't owe Shimon money. So it's any b'shusai. So the shailas, according to the Lishna Kama de Nardoen, so, how can Shimon make Reuven a Murshe? It's Einei B'Shus Shimon. That is the Kash. But the Becheiros will come soon to the case in Becheiros. U'miyu amasnisen de shvuis motzi lo'ukmei bekarkois. Chamandi Omar Nishboy. So Tosfos says the Mishnah of Shavuos could be speaking about that Shimon is Tavei from Levi Karka. Karka is considered Rishusoi, it's Pershusoi, not Pershus Levi. So there's no chesaron of Einei B'Shusai. So therefore, Shimon can make Reuven a Murshe. The Marsha asks, maybe it's speaking about it's not Gezel, it's a Pekodin. And by a Pekodin, Tosfos said before, there's Bechlal no problem to be Marsha. It's called B'Shusai. And really, Tosfos in Shavuos says this teretz. Tosfos by us for some reason doesn't want to say this teretz, so Tosfos says a different teretz. Tosfos says a teretz will say it's speaking about that Shimon is Teveya from Levi Karke. Karke in an exelis. And back it's speaking about Gezel, but Karkein and Exelis, so it's considered Bishus Shimon. So therefore, Shimon could be Marsha Reuven to be tebeya this karke from Levi. And there is a mirdike kashe that Rabbi Tiberger asks, Abuchonen asks, we are going now, according to the Lishne Kamed in Erdoe, that hold that one can only be marshe, a murshe, if he's a bailem to be maknet. That means, dine ashoa is tolle in dine kinyonim, he can only be marshe someone if he could be maknet to him. And therefore, the Lishne Kama holds, by Gezel, since you can't be maknet, it's in the Bishusa, you can be magdish, she can't be marshe. So here Tosis wanted a farem for the Lishne Kame. How could Shimon be Marsha Ruven to be Teveya from Levi? It's speaking about Karka in an Ixelas, the Karka in Ixelas, so it's considered Bashusa. Frekva Bekivega is a Gemara in Bob Metzia. The Gemara Bob Metzia says a very interesting maisa there. There was a merchetz, a mesusa, and there was a difference of opinion between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven said it's my merchetz, Shimon said it's my merchetz. And Reuven did not have any proof that it's his, but Reuven told it, it's his. By Shemaim, they know that it's his. Then Reuven went, he was getting no place, and the Sichsach with Shimon, he was Magdish it. He was Magdish, it's my Melchitz, I'll be Magdish, the Melchitz. So there was a Shail in the Gemara, if you're allowed to go and use the Melchitz now. Maybe it's Reuven's. So the Gemara says, even though it could be it's Reuven's, but since Reuven is not Bekoyach Lohitziyai B'dayonim, that means, Bashamayim it's Reuven's taka, but on this world he has no way of taking it away from Shimon, so he doesn't have the bailus to be magdashit. So we have a yesod, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, ko sheni yochel leitziyoy bidayonim, sheni yochel agdashit. So frekt, Bekivega, Tosfos had a problem. Speaking about Gezel, Tosfos learned, not by Pekot. Speaking about Gezel, so how could Shimon be Marsha Reuven? How could Shimon be Marsha Reuven? Now let's go really, I'm sorry, we have to go a little further. So Taisa says it's Gezel, it's Pershusa, here there's no problem. Here there's no problem. The next Gemara will be, the next case will be a problem. And here it's good, and it's Karke, and Karke, in an Ixelas, so it's called Bershus Shimon. So Shimon could be Marsha Reuven. Fine, it's called Bishusa. Avo behi de bechoyres, de airi bepidim bechoyr, lekme lukme kemand oma poidim bekakois, taktani bahi mishne de ein poidim. Now let us elaborate what the case was in bechoyres and what Tosfos is saying. The case in bechoyres was speaking about as follows. It was Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife, both had children, which were both Bechayrim, was a Petarechem. Lamaise, the children got mixed up. We don't know which child is Reuven's, which child is Shimon's. But they were very elachy, but what the chilek, that's our problem. But I zicha have a Bechayr, so Reuven went to Aaron HaKoyen, he gave him 5 shloim. Shimon went to Aaron HaKoyen, gave him 5 shloim. Finished, he before Shloshim, gave him 5 Shloim. So by Shloshim, it should be Nifte, Zriza Magdima Limitzvitz. And now, one of the children died. One of the Bechorim died. Aaron HaKohen has 10 Shloim, which theoretically doesn't deserve 10 Shloim, because the Bechor died before Shloshim. He only deserves 5 Shloim. Reuven comes over to Aaron, and he tells Aaron, Aaron says, I should give you back 5 Shloim. Who says that your son died? Maybe your son is alive. I won't give you back 5 Shloim. Bring me a raya. Fine. Shimon comes. Aaron says the same pisgim. Who says your son died? Maybe your son is alive. So the while Aaron is holding the 10 Shloim. But Lamais in the Mishnah, it says that they can get out of Aaron 5 Shloim. So the Gemara says, how do they do this? With the Harsha. With the Harsha. You make a Harsha, they're also Nebuchadnezzar. But the Reuven makes Shimon Amurshe. So now Shimon comes over to Aaron. He says, Hazach Tziraba. He says, if my son died, so come here, the 5 Shloim. If my son is alive, but Reuven made me a Moshe, I should mend the 5 Shloim. So you have to give me the 5 Shloim. Meredik, fine. So Memele, so it says in the Mishnah that he has to give the 5 Shloim. With the Harsha, you have to give 5 Shloim. But there's a problem. How could Reuven make Shimon a Moshe? The money is Eini B'Shusai. That means, could Reuven be Magdish the money? The money is not B'Shusai. He comes to Aaron, Aaron doesn't give him a penny. The money is not B'Shusai. And so according to the second Lashon, you can make someone a Moshe even though it's not B'Shusai. But according to the first Lashon, if I can't be Maknit, I can't make you a Moshe. Now, Reuven, since he's not bekoich to be Moitzi the moment from Aaron, I feel a klapish maya galya. It's his money, but Aaron is toughest in the money, so it's not Boshusai. He has no shlita over this money. So that was Taisvis Kasha. So how can he make him a Moshe? That's Taisvis Kasha. That is the Kasha. According to the first Lashon, we have a Mishnah that Aaron is mechuyev to give back 5 Shloim, and the only Eitzah we hear that it's speaking about through our show. And according to the first Lashon of the Nardoi, Reuven cannot make Shimon Amurshe. Reuven cannot make Shimon Amurshe because it's Einei Bershusai. Just like I can't be Magnet, I can't be Magdashit. I don't have any Shlita over these 5 Shloim. So I can't make you a Moshe. This was Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis wanted to say, oh, I have an Eluya Shayim fall. It's speaking about that the pidyon was with a Karke. So Karke is called Bershusai. Karke is called Bershusai. It's not the Karke is called Bershusai. So Mamela, he could be Maknet, he could be, so Mamela can make a Moshe. But they said, but that's not a good Eitzah, because the Mishnah holds and poidim b'karkois. So then, but upon him, we go away from Taisvis, that, sashot, but lu yitzuya, the Mishnah would hold poidim b'karkois, my problem would be solved. Why would my problem be solved? Because, Karka is called b'shusoy. It's in the reshus of the koyim. The kalk is called Bershu, so she could be Maknet. So Mamela, you could be Eikar Shah also. Frekt Rabbi Kevega, now we'll go back to the Gemara we had mentioned before. But the Gemara says about Metzia, talking about a kalk, there was a Machlikis, Reuven and Shimon, who this Melchitz belonged to. And Reuven was Magdish the kalk. And Reuven was Magdish the Karka, and the Gemara says the Ekdish is Nechal. Because Kivin Sheniyachel Oitziyei B'dayonim, so it's not his to be Magdish.
It's felt and violence. You can't be madnish it. So you can't be matnit. So fragt Rabbi Kiveiger, so what would be good if it would have been karke? If it would have been karke, all my problems would have been solved. Fragt Rabbi Kiveiger, we didn't solve any problems. Afilu he was paida with karke, and there's a long this karke ain't an exelis, but Reuven cannot be matnit. It's Aina Yochel Ohitzi B'dayonim. When he comes to Aaron, Aaron just tells him, I think your son is alive, and so Gadlai Lotel Chupa Maisim Toiv, and Magutin Tov, and finished. He can't be Moitzi from Aaron Akoyin, this Karke. It's Aina Yochel Ohitzi B'dayonim. So since it's Aina Yochel Ohitzi B'dayonim, so you can't be machnit. So if you can't be machnit, you can't make our show. So what is pshat in Taismus? This kash effect Rabbi Kiveiger. Zogt Rabbi Kiveiger, no. You're making a mistake. Here it's yochel lohitzi b'dayona. Because if through our show, I could be mohitzi b'dayona. So you don't look, in order to make the Harsho, no, it's a Basachas. Since with the Harsho, I could be Yochel Lohitzi B'dayonim, so it's called Yochel Lohitzi B'dayonim. I don't stop in the beginning, but how does he make the Harsho? No, it's a Psazah. Agitiv Yodhi Boim Ke'echot, since Al Yidei Harsho, I'll be able to be Moitzi Dayonim, so it's called Yochel Ohitzi B'dayonim, and they can make a Harsho. Fine. That's Pshat and Taisus. But Taisus says, I'm a Leida. I can't be speaking about Karke. Fekta B'Kiveiga, Soi B'Zoi, but if my Shtik Teire is an Emeser Shtik Teire, so we solved the problem already. This Aaron HaKoyin is a Elchid. I mean, Chas V'Sholom. I mean, he just asked his Rav, what should he do? The Rav told him, Amaitz Mechaber Eol Avaray. That's, I mean, well, you can hold it. Amaitz Mechaber Eol Avaray. But, if you'll come with a Harsho to him, you'll tell him, listen, Shimon will come, Herzog zu, either my son died, or Reuben's son died. Yeah, but I'm coming for, Reuben made me a Murshe, so Memela, I'm running the five slime, either for myself or for Reuben. So Memela, then the Kohen will have to give it to him. So through a Harsho, it's called Bershusoi. I mean, the whole reason it's called Einei Bershusoi is because he's holding it and he's not giving it out. So it's called Einei Bershusoi. He doesn't want to give it out. But if you'll make a Harsho, he'll give it out. So it's called Bershusoi. So Rabbi Kiveiger says he doesn't understand Taisvis. When it came to Karke, Taisvis was happy. But Karke is also a problem. It's Eini Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim, he can't be Makne. But we say since through the Harsho, it's Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim, so it's called Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim, so I can make Harsho. So it's called Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim, so I'm capable of making Harsho. So Mamela, so what's the problem that Taisva says? But it's not speaking about Karka, so it's Eini Bershusoi. But the whole reason it's Eini Bershusoi is also because you can't get it away from the Kohen. The Kohen is an Elachid over here. But you have no way of getting it out of the Kohen, that's why it's not Bishli Toschos, it's Eini Bershusoi. But if through a Harsho you can get it out of the Kohen, so it should be called Bershuscha. So he doesn't understand. When it came to the problem of Eini Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim, Taisvis held, he could say, Gitav Yodhi Boim Ke'echot. If through the Harsho, I'm capable of getting it out of the Kohen, from the Kohen, so it's called Yochel Oitzi B'dayonim. So Memela, so it should be called Bershusoi also. This Kashe, Rabbi Kiveiger asks, and he blies by a Tzorchim. Okay, Al Koponim, we have a problem. V'yesh loima. So Taisva says that the ike look mina she'echot chayiv l'chaveiroi. Vishoyel Midarab Nosam. It's not speaking about Hersha. That's 100% true. But Shimon is coming to the Kohen. He's coming to the Kohen and he says as follows. Shimon is coming to the Kohen. He tells the Kohen like this, that if my son died, so you all owe me 5 shkolim. So the Kohen says, yeah, but who says your son died? He says, fine. So whose son died? Reuven's son died. Now, Reuven owes me 5 shkolim. Reuven owes me 5 shkolim. And you owe Reuven 5 shkolim. So I'll shibud the Rav Nosson, you have to give me the 5 shkolim. On Asho, on Gornish, I'll shibud the Rav Nosson. That'll be the case. Inami, case number 2. It's speaking about that there was Maimut Shloshten, that means that Reuven, Shimon, and Aaron HaKohen were standing at one Maimut, and Reuven tells Aaron, if you owe me the Chomesh Loim, you should give it to Shimon. And there's a din of Maimet Shloshten. Now, Maimet Shloshten is not my sekinyan, it's a hulchus abaloi taime, but it works. Maimet Shloshten works. If all three are standing there, so the din is that the Aaron HaKohen has to give it to Shimon, because Reuven said, if you owe me, you have to give Shimon. And Shimon says, if you owe me, give to me. So Mamela, the hands of Aaron HaKohen are tied. So Mamela has to give it to Shimon. So fine. So the din of Maimet Shloshten, not Harsho, Harsho Taka is problematic, but it's working with Maimut Shloshten. Umil Bahi the Bchayres Tzorech Ledakde Kim Yochalitim by Maimut Shloshten. And he says, but I really don't know if Maimut Shloshten will help over there. Kiven the Huatzmei Lo Yochal Lohitzim Yodoi. Since Reuven can't be mighty, the Chomesh Shloim from the Kohen. So Mamela, there's no din of Maimut Shloshten. Maimut Shloshten is, if I can be Moitzi from the Loive, so I tell the Loive, you give it to someone else. So the Malva can tell the Loive, instead of me taking it away from you, I want you to give it to someone else, and that's a takon of Maimut Shloshten. But over here, Reuven can't be moitzi from the Kohen, because the Kohen tells the Aaron, the Kohen tells him in his face, maybe your son is alive. So Memele, so could be there's no din Maimut Shloshten. K'moi shebiksu be'eine yecheil alitim be'maimut Shloshten, k'imen d'loi nitno ligvois mechaim k'moi shemefurish b'achoivu. There's a thesis later that says in Achoivu that an Isha cannot tell her husband to pay someone else the ksube, because since now she doesn't have a schuz gviye, so Maimut Shloshten doesn't work. Period. So that's the Bekitzer, we have a Gemara in Bchayres, which was problematic according to a Mishnah in Bchayres, which was problematic according to the first Loshen of Nardoi. And the eight says either speaking about Shibud the Abnosen, or else maybe Maimut Shloshten helps, but that's debatable. Ve'ein litmoye, al ma sh'onu noigim lichtei v'arsho afilu b'milve. Now Taisu says they have another problem. We were speaking about the Minik Ha'olam. So till now we were speaking about that the Minik Ha'olam is that they make a arsho on a dover ha'gozel. And so that Rabbi Netam said we passed on the second lashon and we did no problem of merzik yishikre yisholam al yisrael. But Taisa says there's a new problem. The minig is that we make our show on a milve afal pi shein odom yochel lahaknei salbose lechaveret. ki de muchach be mishe meis. Now, a milva al peh is a la bar hakno, how can you be makna a milva al peh? It's a la bar hakno. She doichik limtsoi dal bosei le ploini. The Gemara of there is speaking about that a Shchivmara said, Halvose leploini, that this halvo that the Leiva owes me, he should pay ploini. And the Gemara over there has a mahalach that the din of Divrei Shchivmara, Kichsuvim Ochimesurim Domi, only works if a bori could be makna with a kinyan, then a Shchivmara is makna with hara kinyan. But the Gemara says, Halvo say leploini, a bori can be makna halvo. So how can a shrimra be makna halvo by saying Halvo say leploini? That is the problem of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Halvo say leploini isi be bori, v'loi motzi lashkuchi elohil v'yerish yorusha. So the Gemara says, but Halvo does go over be Yerusha. And Matna Shchimra is like a Yerusha, so Mamela, so that's why it works. Inami b'mayim mitzloshten, you can be maknavo with mayim mitzloshten, that's how the way Shchimra works. Aba mashme, but let's, anegei alonu, the bishum inyan leimotzi maknilei. But you can't be makna, without mayim mitzloshten, you can't be makna. That's only way you can makna achoy. So, factois is now. So, the minig ha'ilam is Reuven makes Shimon Amurshe to be gaiva from the loive. The loive is out of town. There's no mayim mitzloshten over here. The loive is out of town. And Reuven makes Shimon Amurshe, you, Shimon, go out of town to the loive and shlep him tadin toira. I'm making our show. How can you make our show l'chayre, since the thing is giving him a koyach ha'shoa is a la barakno? So how can you be marsha something that I'm not pekoyach to be makna? That Taisa says, ve'ein l'tmoya. Why is ve'ein l'tmoya? The kivin the kaim alon kika da amri. So Taisu says, I mean, what's the problem by halvo more than gezel? The kivin the kaim alon kika da amri. Olach lishne according to the kedami metaltam the gzeila namikas vininuchas. So see, you have the same problem over there also. The ika da amri holds it can make our show on gezel. Ava bishen yochel aknoisoi. So we have the same problem by Gezel. Yes, King Akasha can be Makna Halvo. No, what is that in the Kedamri? Who are the Navo? Ava Bishen Yochel Laknoisa. Kasvin in our show. So Memele, so Taisvi says, so this Kasha is not a problem. The same way you can make our show according to the Kedamri and Gezel, even though you can't be Makna Gezel, so we see Dinei our show is not dependent on Gidrei Akno. So, Mamela, so what's your problem by Alvo? You can't be Maknavo, you can be Marshalavo. But now Taisus has to start explaining about it. I mean, we have to understand how does it work, Taka? The time, the Lahailishne Maskin in the Shliach Shavi. Lefiyam is Shliach Shavi. No, if Shliach Shavi is let the Leivis Allah Baldvom the Diyat. I mean, the Gemara ended Shliach Shavei, so we end up Shliach Shavei, and Tisa doesn't help. But how does it work? I mean, how does that show work? You can say Allah Baldvom the Diyat. That was the Gemara before. If he didn't say Zildain the Sri Vapik Lanavshe, Let's pay my shoshim mishum damalei haich lavod von vidya. Now where you say he can't take it for himself, and there's no time of lavod von vidya. Va'osu takone le'inyin shliches kilo yekayne kinyin doma. So Toysi said, there's a takone take. It's nisht gesteuge, nisht gefleuge. That means, between you and me, he doesn't get any schusim in the halvo. He doesn't get any schusim in the gezel. He's a plain shliach, but somehow they made a takone, Chazal made a takone. Ke'ilu ayekayne kinyin goma. We write these lashaynes, and the takana was, since we were malim the shlichus, we wrote such lashaynes, even though between you and me, the lashaynes, it doesn't work. It's a takana. Falkaponim, if I'm black and white, it says like this. So these shlichus, they gave him they made a takana that it works. If that means it will make him a plain shliach, and it doesn't say but he comes with a document that says so then yes, but it can't be magnet to you. Chazal said that if I write such a lotion, I have a koyach of being goyve from you, even though we'll not talk about this kasha. This is a takana de rabba. So memela, that's Mamela's Shalom Yisrael. Then Taisu says, V'yesh smach leminig, this minig that we said the minig of Olam is that you make a Arsho and Alvo, is a smach to the minig. V'agoyzul kame, Rapope avemasik zuzi beichazoy. The Gemara relates that Rapope lent money to beichazoy. And Rav Shmuel by Yehuda was going to Bechuzoi. So Akninu la Rav Shmuel by Yehuda agav asifa de Beise. He made a kinyan agav. And he gave him a koyach harsho to be goyve from the Bechuzoi. And he was successful. He got the money. He also, so when he came back, Nofek Lape at Tovach. So he went to Rapop, was Makabal Ponim. He had money with him, so he went to Makabal Ponim to get the money. Masik Mashme Loshen Avo. Masik is a Loshen Avo. So you see clearly that you can make a Harsho on Avo. V'yesh litreik, it could be, it's no raya, the masik be'iske ma'irish le'nitin le'itzo, wasn't nitin le'itzo, it was an iske that he couldn't, wasn't nitin le'itzo, so le'maise, so that you could be makne. Boy, the bazova v'meicha sasvina le'gosina no masik, le'hava le'izuzi be'chezo, v'chol asvorim. So me'mele, so that raya falls off. Vein le dagdik mi de b'chayres gabi pidyin ha-ben sheyocha la-harshoyz ha-bing a-ray from pidyin ha-ben. The Gemara says it's speaking about he made a-harsho according to the Lishna Achin, he made a-harsho when he came to the Kohen, speaking about we had mentioned before that it was given to the Kohen before the Lamed Yoyim, and then one of the b'chayrim died. So Gabi Pinyin Aben Shechel Harshis Afo Pishan Itin L'Koyin Amanas L'Hoitzi. It means when they gave it to the Koyin, they didn't know that Nebuch, one of the children, was going to die. So it was given to the Koyin Amanas L'Hoitzi that he could keep it. So now it's a halvo. Le'masku adatayu sheyomos tershloishim. So me'mele, so it's a halvo. And the Gemara says, Akaponim according to the Lishna Achine, he could make harsho. Alme yochel harshes b'milve. So they says, no, dosam ha-kochem lava manas loitzi nos nuloi. They didn't give him, they were speaking about, they gave the coin before shloishim yoyim. The kaimlon kishmul dam ha-hosam b'somach li-shmaite the poidi b'nei tech shloishim nisach la-mois deim b'nei podoi. So there, Itzicha was not given, לשם הלוות, יוז לשם מיצות, זאת אומרת, מילא לא נבראי. Let us start the next Mishnah. Gonav al pishnayim, a person stole, two edim saw him steal, v'tovach u'mocha al pihem, and these two edim saw that he shechted it, or stole it, or he sold it, oy al pishnayim acherim, or two other edim are made under tvichim mechire, mishalim tashlumei abo v'chamisha, so he'll pay dalet vei, I have a biru of edim, and the gneven on the tvichim. Gonav u'mochar b'shabbos. What if he sold it in Shabbos? Znokim lebedarabni an mechire, so he's also chayv dal dvei. Gonav u'mochar l'avoydezor. He sold it avoydezor. Also no dal dvei. It's also nokim lebedarabni. Gonav v'tovach b'yom ha-kippurim. He shechted it in Yom Kippur. We don't paskin like a mnechunye ben akone that chorus patels from Momin. We don't say that Rav Nechunya ben Akone that also Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'Tashlumin. So Memele, there's no Chiyiv Mises Bezn. There's no Kimlai b'dechamnei. So he's Chayiv Dal Dvei. Gonav Mishalovit, he stole from his father v'tovach u'mocha, and then he shechted it. And then the father died. So the father's death does not help his chiyuv, because there was already chal a chiyuv dalet vehei to the father, and then the father died. The father would have died after the gneve, so then would be shaleyu tadech. But the father died after. Or gonav v'tovach v'achar kach higdish, he was gonav v'tovach, then he was magdish the meat. So, if he would be magdish before, so we learned before, so it's shal hegdish katavach. There's no din dalet vehei by hegdish. But he was gone on vetovach, and then he was magdish, so he's chayiv, b'shalem tashlume abo v'chamish. He paid dalet vehei. Gona vetovach l'rfue. He shechted it. He had no intent to eat it. He needed the blood. L'rfue. Some amela, but he didn't have an intent to eat it. Oilik love him. Or he needed it. He doesn't eat stolen goods. But the dogs, I mean, the dogs are the problem. The dogs are hungry. So he shechted it for the dogs. Or, so that's called a tviche. You don't have to, because it's a real tviche. Even though he didn't want to use the tviche for his own purposes, but that in no way is mafki the chiv of dalet vei. Hasheichet v'nimtzei streife, hasheichet chulam bazor. Now in these two cases, it's a shchita shein ruye. Chulam bazor is not roi l'achila, treife is not roi l'achila. Is the Mishalm Tashlumi Abo V'chemisha, because the Tanakama holds by the Chiyav of Dalet Vei, there's no din of a Shechita Ruya. You don't need a Shechita Ruya. So Mameli also Chayv Dalet Vei. Rab Shimon Poitah B'shnei Eilu. Rab Shimon Patos the last two, because it's a Shechita Shein Ruya. It's a Treife. It's a Chulam Mazore. Zot Rashi. Al pishnaim kloimar shnaim eidu moisei shegonav to a meyit that he stole him. Gonav umocha b'shabbos avu tovach, if he would have shochten it b'shabbos kom l'gdrabmanei, then it'd be potter on dalet vei. V'tovach v'yem ha-kippurim deins doini al-koris is nodin kim l'gdrabmanei. V'tovach umocha v'achar kach meisovi avu meisovi v'achar kach tovach umocha Tone b'seifer de potter, shrei yorish esoviv, he yarshen the father, b'shaloi yutaveich ha-moichas, he wouldn't be chayiv dalet vei. B'shnei eilu, Rab Shimon, patos, the last two cases, b'treifer b'chulam b'azore, the kosova Rab Shimon, shchita shein ruya lo yishmo, shchita, that's not matter, it's not called a shchita, Aber der Refuhr und Klappen schritt er ruhig. Die E-Boy macht sich auch immer, er muss ein Kascher schritten. I didn't have an intent to use it for himself. So that's called a Twich. Sagt der Gemara, Leima mas nisen de loiker abekive. Now we hear in the Mishnah that the second case of the Mishnah was Gonav al Pishnaim. The Tovach al Pishnaim Achera. Sishayim Dalad Vay. So the Gemara says, Lachera al Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. Vi Rabbi Kiva, Ha'omar Dovo V'loi Chatzi Dovo. Rabbi Kiva said that we can only accept Eidus if Mitzad Eidusam is saying a whole thing. But if we have to put together a crossword, we have to put together a puzzle, that means, well, I'm not saying, but together with the other one, we'll make a dover. Two halves make a whole. So, Rabbi Kiva says, there's no din eidus like this. The eidim, the cat has to say a complete dover. Two halves don't make a whole. So, Mamela, Hama dover, Volei Chatzi dover. Let's see what Rashi says. Dova v'loi chatzi dova. Al pishnaim eidim yokim dova. Vahani eide tviche diktoni b'masnisen oy al pishnaim eidim acherim chatzi dova komisadi. What mitzad they do some, they're saying he shechted a behemah. That's what they saw. Di lave di gneve ikel meme di dekotovach. But if you put together that edus and my edus, oh, now we add them up and we see that he shechted a stolen behemah. But that's called a chatzi dova, where we're being mitzarif to edus to make a dova sholem. And Rabbi Kiva said there's no such thing. The Sanya, we learned about Aisama Rabbi Yosik, Shaholach Abba Chalaf, Eitz Rabbi Yechen, Benuri, Lumay Toire. Bama lo Rabbi Yechen and Benuri, Eitz Abba Chalaf, Oma lei, Erei Shaoch lo, Shona Rishoyne Bifneshtaim. So the Shaila was asked as follows. That, like this, the din is, if a person is in a karka 3 years, so Mamela, so we say, and the Bailam was not Moiche, and his Achille, he was eating 3 years in the Karka. So we say, this is a Hichoche that he purchased the Karka, it belongs to him, and it's a Chazok, even though he doesn't have a Shtar to prove the purchase. But he should be there 3 years. So yes, the shayla. Reisha ochlo shana rishayne b'fnei shnayim. The first year, two eidim said that he ate topshin samachalef. Shniye b'fnei shnayim. The second year, two other eidim said topshin samach beis he ate. Shlishis b'fnei shnayim. Topshin samach gimel he ate. Mal. So now I see that he was there 3 years. Amalei reisu chazoka. No, he was there 3 years. It's a chazok. Amalei afani ay mekain. Elish Rabbi Kiva chaylik bedova. Rabbi Kiva says, Shai Rabbi Kiva ay madova v'lei chatzi dova. So memele, you have a 3 year chazoka which is construed through three different items. I mean, each one is saying a chatzi dova, and when you put them all together, it comes out that that the carcass is. But each aid is not saying a dover sholem. Amar Abaya afilotayme Rabbi Kiva. Nah, this our mishnah can go according to Rabbi Kiva. There's a gewaltige difference between the case of sholei shonim, the case of tviche. Milay Moide Rabbi Kiva Bishnaim Oimrim Kidesh. Isn't Rabbi Kiva Moide, if two Eidim say that Reuven was Mekadesh Rochu, Bishnaim Oimrim Bol, and now two other Eidim say that Shimon was boil Rachel after the Kedushin. The Afal Gav, the ADB, it's Rechi Lahidi Kedushin. The ADB need the Eidi Kedushin. That means if the ADB will come and say, they come and say Eidis, they say that we saw, let's say, Ruvus Makadish Rachel Reshchedish Nissen. Reshchedish here to Eidim come and say, I saw Shimon was boil Rachel. So Shimon was boil Rachel, so what? So that doesn't mean anything. So it means their Eidis is worthless. Doesn't mean it. But if together with Reuven's Eidis, together with the first cut, that say that Reuven was Makadosh Rachel and Nissen, now, together with the first cut, now the second cut says Shimon was boil Rachel, so now Shimon is Chayiv Misa. So Shimon's Eidis and Chiyav Misa is dependent on Reuven's Eidis. And there's Zichar Rabbi Kiva's Moide. There's Zichar Rabbi Kiva's Moide. The Av al Gav, the Eidi Bia, Tzriche La Eidi Kedushin. Kiven the Eidi Kedushin, La Tzriche La Eidi Bia, Dovo Kerine Bay. Hachinami Av al Gav, the Eidi Tviche, Tzriche La Eidi Gneve. Kiven the Eidi Gneve, La Tzriche La Eidi Tviche, Dovo Kerine Bay. So Lachere the Gemara is saying as follows. Rabbi Kiva, that says there's a problem in Chatzi Dovo, means you don't have where to start. That means there's not an aid that's saying anything that means something. The first aid said the first cat said he ate Tovshin Samachalov. So that means that he bought it? No, it doesn't mean that he bought it. The second aid is Tovshin Samach Bey. The third cat is Tovshin Samach Gimel. So each aid is nothing. So three nothings don't make that's Chatzi Dovah. No one is saying anything. So, but I'll put it together, I'll make Yesh Me'ayin. No, you don't do such a thing. That's Rabbi Kiva's Diktaira. You don't, if Mitzad, each cut, there's no Eidus on Chazake, you don't put it together to make an Eidus on Chazake. But over here, the first cut says Gonav. Now let's take the case of the Moshe, then we'll come to the Nimshal. The first cut says Kidesh. No, she's an Ashes Ish. Is she an Ashes Ish? Yes. There's no Shaila about that. So this Eidus is accepted, and it's now a known fact already. So it's Kiddush. So now the second cat can say Eidus. Have you ever already this Agodis Eidus? So the second cat, based on the first cat, so the second cat can say Eidus. Based on the first cut, because the first cut has a Torah Seidus Lamaisa. The first cut is a Torah Seidus. So now the second cut, Rabbi Kiva only said you can't make Yesh Ma'ayin. But if you have a Yesh already, so the second cut can say it's Eidus. And what was Nisbarer and Niskabel from the first cut? So my Rabbi Kiva is moided to this. Zogt Rashi, let us see Rashi. Chalavte Shem Oviv Shel Rabbi Yosi B'shnayim Oymerim Kiddush Plainis Ish Benissen Shem Oymerim Bol Ish Acher Be'ir Ve'af Agav Deidi Bia Aboim Lohomis Tzrichen La'idus Kedushin Diloi Kitsha Ikol Ameim Apnoyei Vakiven De'ede Kedushin Lai Tzriche La'ide Bia De'belav Ninu. Without them, without the ADB, Shavuloka Moyeshisi, the Yosa Koloilam, that means the first cut, Sera Agode, which is not dependent at all on the second cut. The first cut said she became an Eshisi, and she's also a Koloilam. Davahu, so Memela, I have an Avis already. So if Avis shall be a Kayim, so the Avis, so after it was Nisames and Nisbarer, the Eidus of the first cut, so male the Eidus of the second cut can be made on be Moisef on what the first cut said. Afeidus shall be a kaim v'neregis. Ochinami, Eide gneve chaiwe leik feile. Belaw eide twiche. De eide gneve wa me chaiwe keifu. Aber hani, de eide schazoke, schloss schwan akitais zriches zuwezo. So here this is a very interesting Rashi. Beyoz ha-shachas has pshat in Rashi. Rashi says as follows. De eide gneve wa me chaiwe keifu. Fine. Mechayev Keifu. So Mamela, so they said, he's a ganef, he's chayev Keifu. Finished. So I know he's a ganef, he's chayev Keifu. So it would seem from Rashi, what would be if the Eidig Neva would not be chayev Keifu? Not be chayev Keifu. They're doing a chayev Keren. And a Tovach is fired chayev Dalad Bey. So Lucher would seem from Rashi, then there would be a problem. Why is there a problem? The first cut says go up, and he's chayiv keren. So, and then there's hanano, it's go up, he's chayiv keren. So the second cut says tovach, she chayiv dalvei. Why is Rashi madgish? Oh, first cut was chayiv kevo. Why is this a necessary yediyah? The tayelos hashachar hazay. If the din would be that a ganef is only chayiv keren, a ganav and a gazlan is chayiv keren. So the whole difference between a ganav and a gazlan is by tviche mechire. By tviche, a ganav is chayiv dalad vehayin, a gazlan you're not chayiv. So he says, when the first cat came to say edis, that Reuven stole this behemoth. Now, stole could be translated into a fanim. It could be gneiva, it could be gzeila. Right. So, whatever it is, I know he owes keren. That, whatever it is, he owes keren. A ganav pays keren, a gazlan pays keren. But the edim said, it was gneiva. It was, so, it's gneiva, lemainaf gemine. Maybe Gazlan also. And Havgemin will be if he makes Tviche, so then you have to know now that it was Gneve if he'll make Tviche, so be Chayv Dalad Vehei. If that would be the case, so he's also saying a Chatzidova. That means I'm saying he owes Keren. That's good, because he stole. But I'm also saying it was a stealing of Gneve. So, what the Lamein Afgemine, it's a stealing of Gneve, it's an Afgemine, if, to know it's Gneve now, if he makes Tvich, he'll be Chayv Dalad Vei. So that's called, you also didn't say Adover Shalom. To say Gneve is not, if I know Gneve, so it's Negev, if the other, that means knowing now Gneve, knowing later Tvich, oh, that makes a chiyuv of dalad vei. But gneiva alone doesn't tell me anything. I don't have any, there's no nafkemina whatsoever that it was gneiva or gzeila, if a ganav would not be chayiv keif. So memele, that nekuda, that what he said it was gneiva, and I should believe you that it's gneiva, this agoda will only be effective and have bearing if there'll be another Eidus that says that it was Tviche, so then, knowing that it was Gneve and Tviche, then we put the two and two together, and we say, oh, he's Chayim Dalad Bey. So then there'll be a Chson Tak of Chatzidov. So Rashi says, no, I got news for you. As soon as he says Gneve, there's a Chayiv Keifel. So he's Chayiv Keifel right away. So I said a complete thing. My Haggadah is done and over and finished with. I said a Dover Shalom, he's a Ganav, he's Chayiv Keifel, finished. So Memela, there's nothing wrong with this. This is a Dover Shalom. He's a Ganav, a Chayiv Keifel. So Memela, since this is a Dover Shalom, so Memela, later, the second, so if I have an Eidus Gemurah already, so the second Eid could be Moisev on this Eidus, there's no problem of Chatzidobo.